Welcome to the Bardcast. It's Shakespeare, you dick. We are your hosts. I am Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
And I am Owen Thompson.
And today's episode is actually a request. Isn't that right, Owen?
That's right. We had other plans. We had all sorts of topics to discuss, but we had a request for the second episode of our insanely drunken evening when we all got together and played Shakespeare Trivial Pursuit.
That's right.
So we decided to honor that request and share it with you. An early Christmas present, if you will.
That's right. But we want to tell you guys that we are working on something very special for you as a special Christmas present for this year.
That's right. It's sort of, if you recall a visit from St. Falstaff last year, we're working on something like it, but a little expanded.
Aren't you excited? You should be. That being said, here comes Drunken Trivial Pursuit Shakespeare Part 2.
And all I can say is I have no recollection of any of it.
Fucking Coriolanus.
Let us
pause.
And you just
let us
need
pause
to
for bio reasons.
All right.
What was that? Bio what was the publisher's name? Field? I had never heard that
Field.
Name.
Richard Field. Richard
you guys
Field.
Know that?
You
was
guys.
That
Rich
Field.
I did know that.
I
couldn't have named him. But I knew that that one of his earliest publishers was someone he grew up with.
If it was multiple choice, I would have got.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we paused? Because I want to tinkle.
Yeah,
I've already beat my recording.
We can pause right now.
I'm peed.
And
we dive
and
back
we're
in
back.
Ooh.
Were we recording? Oh, God.
We are now.
Screen game is going to be even better now that we're drunker and drunker.
I did not approve of this recording.
Right. I won't take so long when I don't know shit.
All right, how are we doing this? Owen, you have to go first.
God,
yes,
no,
won.
Right. No.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going.
So you
want to
keep
first?
Well,
you
who
keep
goes
the same
first?
Rotation?
I don't
yeah.
know.
Keep
I
the
mean,
same
I
rotation,
a...
but start with Owen. Or
okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Because
right.
he
All
won
right.
the last game.
Okay. All right. So I'm rolling. Here we go.
Rolling.
And I got an orange.
Orange.
Orange. As in characters. Which villainous king offers to exchange his kingdom for a horse during a battle?
Would it be Richard III?
Yes, Queen.
All right, that was a pretty easy one. Although, I will. I mean, there have been some easy ones, but Cuthbert wasn't too easy.
Cuthbert was good.
No, that was impressive.
Good.
I don't know why, but I didn't realize that.
That was impressive.
That his last name was Burbage. Wow.
Okay. I'm rolling.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Biography. Which gentleman recommended a William Shakespeare to Sir Thomas Hesketh as a player in his will in 1581?
Read it again.
Which gentleman recommended a William Shakespeare to Sir Thomas Hesketh as a player in his will in 1581?
It's that guy in Lancashire that fucking Stephen Greenblatt thinks Shakespeare was with in the lost years. And I'll probably know it when I hear it, but it's, and I want to say Sir Thomas Lucy, but that's the guy that might've chased him out of Stratford. So it's not that, I'm never going to get it. Who is Sir Thomas? The fart face. That's my final answer.
Is that your final answer?
It is my final answer because I can't. I don't know.
Alexander Houghton. Houghton.
Houghton. See, I would never. Yeah, Houghton or Houghton. Yeah, I mean that's what it was, and he is in the will, and that's why some people, including Greenblatt, think he might have met the Lord Strange's men in Lancashire. Blah blah blah. But I couldn't get the name.
All right,
okay,
Patrick,
you're up.
Okay.
Well, I'm still getting over that. But okay, go ahead.
I was thinking Hugh.
You
Grant.
Roll.
Oh, I have to roll. I knew that. It is yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Biography.
Yeah.
How much money did James Burbage pay for the Blackfriars freehold in 1596? A, 30 pounds, B, 360 pounds, C, 600 pounds?
I'm going to go with 600 pounds. I don't know, but
is that your final answer?
Sadly, yes.
You are correct. 600 pounds.
What was that? Was that Legacy?
That was Biography.
Biography, okay.
And that's yellow, correct?
Yep. So he bought it for 600 pounds, huh?
Yep. Not bad.
That's a big chunk of change in those days.
It was a big fucking chunk of change.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you roll again, Patrick?
And it is Orange.
Orange. For character. Which character in King Lear turns against his stepbrother and has him disinherited?
Edmund.
And that is correct.
Ed.
You are
Ed correct. Something. One of
the Eds.
And that was the pink one?
The Edmund with the good
That was the
speeches.
Orange.
It was Orange.
Orange. That's Orange.
That's one of the Eds has good speeches and the other wears a diaper.
And I know, it's so bizarre. Yeah,
I know, right? And we root for the one in the diaper.
Well, maybe, anyway, maybe you root for the one.
I don't. Absolutely not.
Hey, I'm not going to...
One of them gets Cordelia in the AMT.
My own diaper. Yeah, yeah. One gets Cordelia in the...
One has the better speech.
Okay, Orange again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Orange again.
Oh. And I got that one.
Which elderly character in Richard II describes England as this sceptered isle?
Oh, shit. What is that archbishop's name? God, archbishop. Oh,
I see. Sapphire. The
enforcements are coming in.
Archbishop Sapphire.
The bishop of, not Bath and Wells. Oh, God. Fuck me. This is, no, not now. No, I'm just kidding.
So, repeat the question, please?
I know.
The question is. Well, let's look at Patrick.
Which bishop is it? Is it the Bishop of Ely?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because I don't know. But yeah.
That is it. That is incorrect. But, Michael, if you would like to take a crack at it,
please
the question
do.
Is which elderly character in Richard II describes England as, quote, this sceptered isle? Here is a hint, since it doesn't count. It is not an archbishop or even a bishop.
But it's, wait a minute. The question says bishop, which bishop?
No, the question
does not. No, I made that up.
That was Patrick's guessing.
Choking.
It's an elderly
The question is,
character.
Which elderly character in Richard II describes England as this sceptered isle? And my hint to you is that it is not, in fact, a clergyman. Not even the Bishop of Leicester who did it.
Gaunt?
Not even the Bishop of Chichester.
John of Gaunt?
That is correct. John of Gaunt is correct.
I thought he was a clergyman.
Yeah, I know.
Nice work.
It doesn't count. Alvin, you are up.
My wife is trying
And Lisa Ann, I guess you should ask Alvin this question.
Yeah.
I'm rolling in blue.
Blue histories.
Oh my God.
What prop does Richard II call for during his abdication?
An instrument.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
A mirror.
I think I know if it...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was going to say a mirror.
I'm so sorry.
It's
a mirror.
All right, makes sense. Mm. Has anyone ever done that play?
No.
No, but I'm done. That's actually very, very high on the list of Shakespeare plays that I want to direct. I love that play.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love that play, and I think I know how to make it work. But who knows? I could be wrong. However, Lisa Ann, it is your turn.
Technically, it was a glass.
No, it's a mirror.
Yeah, it was a glass mirror.
Blue.
Give me that glass, and therein shall I read. Hath sorrow struck so many blows upon this face of mine, and left no deeper wounds? O flattering glass, like to my followers in posterity, thou dost beguile me. A brutal something shineth in the face, as brutal as the glory is the face. Smash, for there it lies, cracked in an hundred shivers. That's what I remember.
Wow.
Thank you for your honest.
That's damn impressive.
He's sad, man.
Very impressive.
Now we go on looking for Bolingbroke.
Right. Thank you for indulging me. All right, go on.
Lisa Ann, did you say you had rolled?
I had blue.
For history, who does the Earl of Suffolk woo to marry King Henry VI? Who does the Earl of Suffolk woo to marry King Henry VI?
I don't know.
Anyone? I have a guess.
Catherine.
Margaret.
Did you say Margaret?
Yeah.
That would be my guess as well. Let me look.
Yeah.
I say Margaret.
It is, in fact, Elizabeth. Margaret of Anjou.
Anjou.
Margaret of Anjou.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Skittles for the win.
Good pair of them.
Michael, it is your turn.
Yeah. This is the game.
Oh, Christ. I gotta find my roll. Hold on, guys. Sorry, one second. My roller has to. I've lost my roller.
Oh no! Ooh. I'll have just one.
You'll be struck off.
That hair is gonna be a mess.
Come on, I got your tongue in my mouth.
I got your knickers off.
I'll put your tongue in my mouth. Yellow.
Am I the man you married?
Lisa Ann, I guess you're asking, or am I?
I will ask. Yellow. Biography. Name one of the two poems that Shakespeare dedicated to Henry Wriothesley.
Rape of the Crease.
Yes. And the other?
The other one is Venus and Adonis.
Correct.
When I think of that, I always think of the phoenix and the turtle.
So Michael gets yellow.
I think of the butt end of my Riverside Shakespeare.
The part I never really look at. Yeah,
right.
Roll, Michael.
I'm rolling. Blue.
Histories. Was Richard II written before or after Hamlet?
There's no phone a friend, though.
You have three guesses, though. So
that's a really good question.
Or simultaneously.
That's not an option.
Ew. Like a lonely weekend.
Before?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
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 Which category is that?
Histories.
That was blue?
Yes.
I'm actually keeping score this time. Just keeping pie scores.
That's a good question.
Green.
Legacy. Oh, man. Who wrote the play Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead?
Tom Stoppard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was green.
Blue.
Some of these are easier than others, I've noticed.
Yes.
Blue. Yeah, I know.
Blue. Histories. Richard II has two favorites in his court. Name one of them.
Bushy or green.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Roll again.
Doesn't he have three favorites? Isn't it Bushy, Bagot, and Green?
It was Bagot. Well, he doesn't like Bagot as much. Bilbo was not really cool, sorry.
Yeah.
Frodo. He banished him to the Shire at one point.
Pink is my next color.
That's why he doesn't look quite like the others. All right, roll.
I'd roll a pink.
Pink. Tragedies. Complete this quote from Hamlet. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may...
come.
Yes. Yeah.
That was too easy, though.
Michael is prepared.
No. Complete the soliloquy.
I don't actually think that's the whole thing.
No. Okay, fine.
We have shuffled off this mortal coil.
He can do it. Watch, he'll do it.
Probably. You know he will.
I know.
Can you do it as Christopher Walken?
Being electroshocked?
This mortal coil. I can't think of it. So keep going. I have to roll again. My next roll says, it's not clicking.
Refresh the page.
Next.
Refresh. Blue.
Blue. History. Whose severed head? Whose severed head does Queen Margaret receive in Henry the Sixth, Part Two?
That's so awesome.
I have a guess if this goes by.
Might be my undoing. Whose severed head? Queen Margaret.
That's right. Whose severed head does Queen Maggie receive in Henry the Sixth, Part Two?
Do you need a name, or can we just go with the,
No,
Eddie.
We need a name. I think the point is the name.
But if I didn't have the name, then what could I do?
We need an answer there, Mika.
Sorry.
You've been messing.
It's that peasant fucking leader. I think it's the sea. I don't know. Pass. Cotton? No.
You're thinking of Jack Cade.
Yes.
But is it Clifford?
No. I knew this, but of course, because I die in a play Margaret.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should.
Anyone? Duke of Suffolk.
Yes, yeah, Suffolk.
Oh, the one who was in love with her.
Yes.
The one that had before, right?
Yes.
Why she goes all there.
I'm out.
All right.
My turn.
Your turn.
About to kill me. This
God
is really
damn it,
strong.
I got orange again.
Orange. Who says, do you not know I am a woman when I think I must speak?
Oh, shit.
RuPaul?
No.
I know this.
Wendy Williams.
Crap. I'm not going to get it, and I know it, and it's driving me crazy.
All right, all right.
Tara Sanders?
No hints.
Okay.
It's not this, but who is Beatrice?
No. So I'm going to give you a hint. We talk about this all the time because I'm always bitching about the fact that I've never gotten to play her.
Who is Margaret Thatcher?
Yes. No.
No.
You've never
Cleopatra?
No.
No.
Kate.
Anyone else? Anyone?
Kate.
Rosalind.
Rosalind. Shit.
Rosalind.
That's right.
Right.
When she's in the
That's right. You told
with
me that.
Celia.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And Celia's like, slow the fuck down.
We'll
she's like, do you not know that I'm when
your...
I
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
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 I'm annoyed with myself.
I can't believe you've never. Wow.
Patrick.
I know.
Patrick
even though
rolled
you
the
told,
dice.
Even though you told me that, I still can't believe it. It still just refuses
I've
to
I've never
thinking.
Played Rosalind.
That is ridiculous.
I would kill it. Yeah. We just need to do like a geriatric version.
It's all right.
If McKellen can play Hamlet.
That's fucking right. That's right.
Hey, yeah, what's his name the other day said, you know, yeah, age is not a thing for stage plays. Yellow.
I saw Kathleen McCall play Bianca. Okay.
Biography. In which area of London did Shakespeare eventually purchase rather than rent lodgings?
Blackfriars?
That is correct.
Nice.
And I already have the pie, damn it.
Okay. Yeah.
You do.
You have yellow and orange, according to my calculation.
I have you, and now it's pink.
Pink for tragedy, which seems strange.
Right.
Where does Claudius send Hamlet after Polonius has been killed?
His madness will not be seen there. The people there are as mad as him. England.
That is correct.
Pink.
That was pink.
Patrick,
oh, I put E.
Patrick is
put
sneaking
e for
up on Michael.
How
roll again.
You? My, yeah. Pink again. Pink again.
Pink again for tragedy. Complete the quote from Hamlet. For in that... Oh, we had... No, we had this one. We've already had that one. Sorry, right. That's what happens when two people are reading. So we will pass over that. What is the name of the play Hamlet has the players perform before Claudius?
Oh, and Agatha Christie did a great one, a remake later. The Mouse
Feed Trap. The Plow.
That's right.
Is that,
best little
your...
whorehouse in Texas.
Is that
no,
your final answer?
The Mouse Trap.
The Mouse Trap.
Is that your final answer?
Well, the Death of Gonzago. Oh, reread the question. I'm sorry.
What is the name of the play Hamlet has the players perform before Claudius?
The Death of Gonzago.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer, yes.
I am so sorry. It is the Murder of Gonzago.
Ah! Yes, you're right.
I don't know.
And I will take
it's okay.
Just a
No. On a Hamlet question, no. I got this right.
No. That is incorrect. But I want to point out something that a good friend of mine, Adriana Alter, who is my dramaturg on a couple of plays, pointed out to me when we were doing Measure for Measure, this is going somewhere, and I asked, what the fuck is up in Measure for Measure when everybody in Vienna has Italian names? Why is that? And she said, well, you know what? I think Shakespeare thought Vienna was in Italy. And I was like, why would you think that? And she says, because the Murder of Gonzago in Hamlet also takes place in Italy, in Vienna, rather, and everyone has Italian names. And I was like, wow, that is
wow,
a bit of Shakespeare's
so
sleuthing.
That's pretty
that
cool.
I would never
I like
have come up with. And I was like,
I
holy
would not.
Shit.
I couldn't even come up with the right name for the play.
Alvin, it is your turn.
Shite.
No!
Alvin!
Shall I
read? This is not blue. Purple.
Purple. Comedies. Wow. What object does Paroles claim he will retrieve from the rival army?
I know if Alvin doesn't. Not to be a smartass.
Well, but
that's
you are.
Smart. That's rather smartass.
I know that one, too.
Before he even speaks his answer.
Come on, guys. We have to learn something.
I know. If just in case he doesn't, I know already.
I know.
No, Owen.
It's a drum.
That's correct.
But only because I directed that very difficult play not long ago. Lisa Ann.
I saw a good version. I saw a good Paroles in the park.
Paroles is like the role. Paroles is the role.
Paroles is the role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to read it with you guys.
Yeah, right. You were okay. You were all right.
Green!
You were B+, buddy.
High five.
Green!
You were green. So adequate.
I 2.5.
Green! Legacy. Which play served as the inspiration for the Hollywood film The Boys from Syracuse?
A Comedy of Errors.
That is correct. It's strange that they say the film and not the musical, but
yeah,
you are
weird.
Absolutely right.
They're trying to appeal to a wider audience.
Of dummies.
Non-Shakespearean.
Pink!
It's a Shakespeare trivia pursuit. The audience is only so wide.
I know, really. Nobody can say anything about geeks ever again.
Well, Lisa Ann, this is perfectly tailored for you. How does Lady Macbeth, in Ministers of Grace Defend Us, learn of her husband's first meeting with the Weird Sisters?
He sends her a letter.
That is correct.
Nice.
Ooh, what color was that?
Pink.
Pink.
Next.
I just love to hear you pluck the baby from the nipple.
Love it.
And
yellow.
Dash its head up against the
yellow
box.
For biography. Which theater opened between 1576 and 1595 was the first one to be built? A, the theater. B, the Rose. C, Newington Butts.
I don't know what I'm going to go with the Rose.
Read the question Rose? Again.
Yes.
Yes. The question is, which theater opened between 1576 and 1595 was the first one to be built? A, the theater. B, the Rose. C, Newington Butts. Lisa Ann, and your answer is the theater?
No. Rose. The Rose.
The Rose.
I said.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, yes.
Michael, would you care to...
I think it's Newington Butts, though, isn't it?
That theater? It's the theater.
I would say
it is in fact Newington Butts.
Whoa! Yep. Really? Nice.
Yep.
What the hell is and Newington Butts? You know what?
What is that?
In Southwark or in the Liberties or wherever. And I think that's fairly new scholarship or archaeology that they found that.
Really? I'd always heard that the theater was the first one of them.
Yeah,
that's why they called it that.
But, I mean, you always doubt yourself, right? And I was like, well, the Rose is so fucking old.
Am
I remembering actually Newington
but
Butts in my brain?
No, I think it's newly discovered that Newington, or Newingtonly discovered. Michael, it's your... It's
so, nice Lisa, you got that. One. LA, you got that.
No,
one.
I did.
No,
I didn't.
Nope.
And
well,
I,
you did not.
I,
not. Okay.
I did not, but I
belatedly.
Knew I got it wrong.
Belatedly. Okay. Michael, you are rolling?
I'm going to roll right now. Tell you what... there it goes. Green.
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 Which you have already, Michael. Which play did Laurence Olivier first direct for film?
Is this a multiple choice?
No.
What did he first direct for film?
Yes. Which play did Laurence Olivier first direct for film?
Henry V?
Yes, correct. Roll again.
That is correct.
Jeez. He didn't direct As You Like It, did he?
No.
That was some German dude, right?
Or Denio. Yep.
Right. Or Denio. Okay, I'm going to roll again. Green again. Can I roll again?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh.
No cheating.
All right, not cheating.
Which king did Al Pacino make a documentary film about in 1996?
Richard III.
Correct. Roll again.
Richard III.
Pink,
which you already have. Tragedies. Which tragedy has been referred to as an after vibration of King Lear?
Wow.
Which tragedy has been referred to as an after vibration of King Lear?
Yeah, quote, an after vibration of King Lear.
There's some shitty answers.
I want to know by who.
Yeah. By
you know, them.
You know, like Northrop Fry or whoever.
Can I think about this for a couple of minutes?
No.
You want us to come back?
No, it's a game, Michael. No,
so
you can't think about it.
Well, you can think about it in the allotted time.
Yeah, which is just about up.
We can come back to you.
Yeah, we'll come back.
That was fine.
And go make some popcorn. Tragedy?
Yes.
Tragedy! Bee Gees.
Well,
Michael, an answer.
Scottish play, Macbeth.
No, anyone else?
I forgot the question.
The Winter's Tale?
Time in Athens.
I was thinking that. And then I was thinking no, because it's Athens.
Yeah,
I guess I can see why. It makes sense.
I guess I can see why.
Okay.
Wow, that sucks. Because you know what? That's how bad that play is, though. It doesn't have it doesn't leave any impression on your brain.
So it's basically King Lear's sloppy seconds. Is what? Yeah.
Right.
Or what didn't make it into King Lear?
King Lear. That sucks.
That's right. It's Danny DeVito in Twins. So okay.
Ouch.
It's not that. No. That's not. It's not.
Ouch.
That good.
All right,
all
right. I got pink.
I needed to get my Danny DeVito. I get paid to say Danny DeVito on like social media.
Pink,
so a pretty good job.
That is a pretty good job. Pink tragedies.
DeVito.
Complete this quote from Coriolanus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Coriolanus. Okay.
I dare you.
More of your conversation would blank my brain. A, it's a multiple choice. It's a multiple choice. A, heat. B, infect. C, anger.
Well, he loves this word, so I will say, what is B, infect?
Correct.
And that which was tragedy? One was
that? That was pink.
I would not have been able to do it without the multiple choice. I will be.
They should have a category called multiple choice.
Yeah,
we should
have had that with that time of the math shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the blue.
Nice. Blue. Oh, is that? Oh.
Get a girl weird butter with the blue.
Get a blue.
All right.
Do it again.
Oh, and I have we talked about
put
this
on
the
old
pod?
Gray bonnet with the blue. It's a Bugs Bunny reference because we're old.
We're Bugs Bunny freaks, you guy. All right, okay, blue. History.
You're part right.
King Richard II returns to England after an expedition to which country?
What is Ireland?
Correct.
Yeah. Two Irishmen are like, yeah, come on.
I got the purple.
The purples, the comedies.
You already have this one, yes?
Nope.
No, it you don't. Not in this game.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's pink. Okay, never mind.
In which play do two characters wash up on an island only to be confused with their long-lost twins who already reside there?
What is the comedy of error?
Yes.
Okay. Pink.
And more pink. What happens to Macbeth's head at the end of the play?
It gets a cut off.
Yes, lopped off like a bitch.
Oh, I was thinking like later on it goes to school with the rest of them. Yeah. I do not know. Where do you stop?
Pink again.
Which of Shakespeare's tragic protagonists is referred to as being a thing of blood?
Who is Macbeth?
That is your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is incorrect. Anyone?
Oh, shit.
Anyone? Bueller?
Angels and ministers of grace defend us.
Thing of blood.
A thing of blood.
Going to be Richard III?
No, I don't.
I actually knew this one.
What's the question again?
I don't know it. It's so easy. A thing of blood. You think of blood.
Which of Shakespeare's tragic protagonists is referred to as being a thing of blood?
Aaron the Moor.
No.
He's not a protagonist.
He's not a protagonist.
Oh, protagonist. I'm sorry.
Othello? No,
Titus.
Who are we missing?
Coriolanus.
No, not Titus, the other one.
Coriolanus.
Sorry, yeah, okay.
Coriolanus.
He said on his fifth time, yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Bottom, right, no.
Bottom.
All right, what do we got?
Hero.
Okay, here we go. Hero's mother, Inogen.
He's Blossom.
Inogen.
Inogen, who actually doubled his peach blossom in most productions. Green.
Green for Green. Legacy. Which composer's score for Romeo and Juliet includes the famous Dance of the Knights? A. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. B. John Williams. C. Sergei Prokofiev.
Yeah, we'll go with Tchaikovsky.
Is that your final answer?
It is, and I'm probably wrong.
What's up on John Williams?
It is Prokofiev.
Prokofiev! Prokofiev.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Was it John Williams?
It'll be green when it comes up, you know, when I come beat you up.
Alvin, my friend, roll.
John. It's going to be really hard for you guys to edit, because this is like 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
Yellow. What does that mean? Oh, my God, no. I'm rolling again.
See, you just used that part.
You can't roll again.
I couldn't. I want to do it.
I already did. How many did
yellow.
Alvin?
Yes, what's up?
Yellow.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Stratford upon Avon.
Yes.
So this is psychic Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. I have a better shot at doing it that way.
No. I think you might.
You might get this one.
I think you're going to get this one. Which of Shakespeare's relatives died in 1601? His mother, his father, or his son?
His son. Wait, 1601?
1601.
Yeah. Oh, 1601. Mother, his what?
His father or his son?
His mother. Father.
Is that your final answer?
I said the fucking son from the beginning, and that's what I think it's.
No, you said father. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes, it is his father.
I don't know what the fuck I said, but I said father.
Yes. Roll again.
That was that was yellow, thing, right?
Yes. Roll again.
Okay. Wait, 1601, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll again. His father was old.
Orange.
Yeah. Orange.
Well, when your son's in theater.
Characters.
University of Texas.
Who says of his brother, quote, I had rather be a canker in a hedge than a rose in his grace, in much ado about nothing.
Who says of his brother?
I had rather be a canker in a hedge than a rose in his grace. Much ado.
Of his brother. Of his brother. Who are brothers? Is anyone a brother? No one's a brother. Don. Yes. Pedro. What? No. Shit. Which one is the evil one? Fuck! Fuck! Don Juan. Pedro. Don Pedro.
No, you... Don... You said Don Juan first.
All right, I did.
Did you not?
I did.
And that is correct.
No. Technically, in Spanish.
Hold on. It is Don, not Don Juan.
It's Don John.
That's not Don.
That's right.
That's true. Oh.
Are we not giving him the wedgie?
No.
No, don't give him the wedgie.
No wedgie.
I don't ride the short bus.
All right, my turn.
I don't ride the short bus.
Blue.
I drive it. I don't ride that short.
I miss it.
What do Richard Plantagenet and the Duke of Somerset pluck in order to mark their opposing loyalties in Henry VI Part 1?
Roses.
You think?
Can you be a little more specific?
A white rose and a red rose.
There you go. Bing, 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 bing.
All right.
I just said, like, tulips.
Tulips.
For the
pink.
Indifferent the red.
The wars of the tulips in Holland.
The wars of the tulips. It would have been a lot more peaceful.
Tulips.
What color?
Indifferent
pink.
Red.
It was pink.
Pink. Pink
rather a damaged rose.
Tragedy.
Yes.
Which character speaks the final... Oh, no, we had that. That's a repeat question, so I go to the next one. Complete the quote from Macbeth. Great. None of blank blank shall harm Macbeth.
Woman born.
That is correct. Yeah. Angels and ministers of grace, defend us.
Defend us.
Roll again.
What was the last one? History or... The one before that?
No, it was still tragedy, but it was the Fortinbras question.
Purple.
No, I Purple. Meant the... Okay, never mind.
Purple for comedy. What is the missing word? Quote, this woman's an easy blank, my lord. She goes off and on at pleasure. A, stocking. B, glove. C, hat.
Can you read it again?
What is the missing word? Quote, this woman's an easy blank, my lord. She goes off and on at pleasure. A, stocking. B, glove. C, hat.
Stocking. A, stocking.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
That is incorrect. Love. Anyone else like to take
love.
A guess?
Love was my next.
Love is correct. I believe that is from All's Well That Ends Well.
Yeah, that's why I don't know it. I don't know that play very well.
Yeah, you're not missing much. Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All's Well That Ends. Yeah.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Orange.
Orange.
Orange. Well, you don't have this one.
He does not have this one. Orange. Which famous historical figure does Polonius claim to have played in his youth? A. Alexander the Great. B. King Henry V. Or C. Julius Caesar.
B. Julius Caesar.
Correct.
Caesar.
Oh.
They should have a multiple choice category.
Michael,
yeah, when it's multiple choice, it's way easier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have said... okay.
All Michael needs is purple.
Would you have said Roscius?
Oh.
Oh, my.
No. Or is that when Roscius was an actor.
No, you don't have green either. What do you have, Alvin?
Nothing.
No.
Alvin had yellow.
Alvin has yellow and orange.
What do you have, orange?
Yeah. No, he didn't give me done.
No, he didn't give you. Right. He gave you. Yeah, that's right. But you have yellow.
Okay.
All right.
But I do have yellow.
And what do you have, Lisanne?
I have green, pink, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Green, pink, and blue.
Mine came up brown. Is that one of them?
That's purple.
That's purple. That's
brown is purple.
Oh, brown is purple.
Not when I poop.
Oh, so you don't have this one.
You don't drink enough wine, then.
You need more lavender in your diet.
You need more Cabernet in your diet.
Purple, what is the name of the clown in Love's Labour's Lost? A. Costard, B. Touchstone, C. Festy.
Costard.
Final answer.
Touchstone?
In Love's Labour's Lost? Costard.
Costard, yes.
Custard,
yes,
yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, so he has them all.
No, he has them all. So we have to choose one.
So we have
for
to
him.
Choose one category to stump him.
Oh,
legacy. Make up a question.
Legacy, got to be legacy.
Got to be legacy, yeah.
Or biography. What do you
think? Mr. Hemmings and Condell.
Biography's good too. Either one, you guys choose.
I think bowling.
Who's the third person to play Nick Bottom the Weaver?
Let's try biography this time because we didn't get to see the last time.
God,
we
I thought that was, I was trying to figure that out.
Really? It was like Burbage, Kemp.
I know, see? You can't let him win.
You think Burbage played Bottom?
So which one are we doing?
Or Oberon?
Oh, I think you're right. Biography.
I mean, biography.
Biography.
I mean,
biography.
Oh. Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Michael Daly for the win. According to the coroner's report, how much was the dagger that killed Christopher Marlowe worth?
Wow. We chose wisely.
A, a pound.
He knows this.
20 pence. B, 12 pence. Or C, 12 pounds.
Can you repeat the question, please?
According to the coroner's report.
It's like quiz show.
How much was the dagger that killed Christopher Marlowe worth? A pound 20 pence? 12 pence? Or 12 pounds?
A pound 20 pence?
Final answer?
Yes.
No, 12 pence.
12 pence.
It's a cheap dagger.
Do you guys know that? Do you guys all know that except me?
Fuck yeah.
No, I would never have known.
No.
And that's so. That's
I did.
Well, yeah, Alvin knew it.
I knew it.
Because it's like if you figure the exchange rate.
That's true.
Like, it's like Shakespeare forensics.
It's like a pound 20 pence.
All right, Owen.
All right, I got green.
Green. Ralph Fiennes directed and starred on screen in the title role of which of the Roman plays?
What is Coriolanus?
Correct.
Veronica.
Oh, and you're only Coriolana. Looking for...
I tried to get through that.
Yellow is what you're looking
but
for.
But I got orange.
Orange.
Orange, as I tell my kids in my dialogue class. Orange. Orange. Orange.
Orange.
Orange. Orange. What age? What age does Iago claim to be in Othello? A 30? Go ahead.
What is 28?
That's correct.
28. What?
I don't need.
You're not even going to take going. The A, B, and C.
I think with us, we really shouldn't do the multiple choice.
No, but, I think. But, I
you know what? Another time, question. Another like another level. If we play this again, we could. Yeah. Say,
if we play
like,
this not drunk, cut off. If we,
yeah, right. cut yeah. off the multiple choice. But I played Iago, so I know that.
One. Yeah, I'm but I haven't had orange multiple choice. Even if I wasn't hammered, I wouldn't know how much the dagger weighed that killed Chris Marlowe.
Fair point. That is a fair point.
I mean, it's so.
I know it was 12 pounds.
I got orange again.
Orange, which of Lear's daughters does he curse with sterility?
Who is Goneril?
Correct. Roll.
What if he had that nasty woman's disease?
Green.
I haven't done the sisters either, which is kind of amazing to me. Neither or Goneril.
Did you do the other one?
Never did Cordelia.
Cordelia?
Nope.
Damn.
I'm a late bloomer.
Ronald Reagan? Did you play Ronald Reagan?
I have played Ronald Reagan, and it was quite a stretch.
You were the wicked witch of the West, though, at a baseball field find another movie.
Wait, okay, what? This is super fun. So I asked for the recording of my witch laugh, and it's now my ringtone. So hold on one second. I'm going to let you guys hear my ringtone. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's great.
That's badass.
Did they process that at all?
Lisa, that's badass.
That's
really good.
Fantastic. They put some reverb on it, yeah.
Hey, no. Great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. That's hilarious.
It was really fun. When I started in class on Monday, one of the girls I don't know came up to me in the bathroom, and she was sort of shy, and she was like, "You were amazing as the witch in Heinz Field." I was like, "That's very cute." All right, whose turn is it?
Now give me your homework, bitch.
That's about where the baseline starts in my life. Yeah,
I'm like, just because you suck up to me doesn't mean you don't have to get your fucking homework in on time. So
thanks so much for the compliment. By the way, F.
And all your little friends too.
Welcome to the theater.
Theater is cold.
All right, whose turn is it?
It's Pretty me. I got the green again.
Green. Okay. Okay. On which play is the film 10 Things I Hate About You based?
What is the Taming of the Shrew?
That's right.
What is the Taming of the Shrew?
I have a Starring.
And I got orange again.
What age was Othello when he first began fighting in battles?
What age was Othello?
Yeah, this is kind of a hard one.
Wow. Not multiple choice, huh?
Yeah, and they don't give out.
Vidalvin has laughed his nose.
When he first started fighting in battle, holy shit. I have no idea, so I will guess what is 20.
Final answer?
That's my final answer, because I don't know.
Anybody want to try?
He's in his teens, like early
teens. Yeah, he's old now.
18. When he first fighted.
I think 14. Or is he like 6?
It's in one of the monologues, it's 7.
7.
7.
Wow. Shit.
Wow. I was half right.
That's a toughie.
Yeah.
Well, I was twice right.
What monologue is that? Yeah, 87.
Patrick?
Yeah, you better go back and look at that.
I always look at fucking Iago.
I know. Well, it's the better role. No offense.
No.
Eight soliloquies to 3.
Patrick, roll.
I got to roll first. Sorry, I thought if I just, like, you know, went after Al. Oh, shit, I lost it. Wait a minute. Hang on.
That's what you get for fucking with me.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I know, right? It's instant karma.
Absolutely.
Orange.
Orange. What is the name of the countrywoman who marries Don Armado in Love's Labor's Lost?
Oh my.
Yep. Oh my.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don is this Armando one of those where like no one else has named her?
She's on
stage for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, no. And I know who it is. I see her in my mind, and I hear her from our reading. What's her name? Thou art Don Armando.
We're gonna need an answer.
Fucking Jack Winnetta. I can't think of it. Sorry.
That is correct.
That's correct.
What?
Nice.
That is correct.
Nice. What is her name? Say that again.
Jack Winnetta.
Was that purple? That was purple. Yeah.
No. That was orange. And sadly, Patrick
already has it. Yeah. All right.
That was nice, Patrick.
But nicely done.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Surprise me.
Roll again, Patrick.
I am rolling. Brown, purple.
Purple. Comedies. According to Jakewees and As You Like It, misspelled on my card, but no, they spelled it correctly. According to Jakewees and As You Like It, what stage comes between the schoolboy and the soldier?
Oh my lord.
Lover, sighing like furnace.
Is that your final answer?
The woeful ballad writ to his mistress.
That is correct. Comedy, made, you have
wait. Made to his mistress eyebrow.
What did I say? His
mistress.
Writ to his mistress eyebrow.
Oh, fuck me dead. Okay, yeah. Damn.
Roll again, bitch.
Oh, by the way, I finished that speech as Jakewees in a park in Milwaukee. Turned around, very, very melancholy and all that good shit. And the underwear bicycle ride through Milwaukee started to pass right behind our stage, which was outdoors. And so it was like, I finished that speech, turned up stage, and 500 people on bicycles in their underwear rode by us. Just a little something to take with you into the next question.
Well, I mean, it is a comedy after all.
Fuck me dead indeed.
you don't realize how many people should not be riding bicycles in their underwear.
Orange yet again.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
Yes, orange.
Another multiple choice.
Yay.
Which character accuses his wife of infidelity and sends her newly born child to perish in Bohemia? Do you really need the multiple choice?
Oh my god!
I don't.
Oh, read them. I want
to
see.
Oh, give them to me. We all know.
A. Claudius. B. Othello. C. The correct answer.
Hermione.
Lysander.
That is correct.
Leonidas. Leonidas. Okay.
He also held the hot gates against all those Persians. Oh no,
that's
sorry.
Right. Yeah. In just like, you know, practically nothing.
Right.
In a G string. It was fucking amazing.
Anyway, with CGI abs.
That's why he was so agile.
I have CGI abs.
Bro.
They're in my closet. I can go get them. Anyway.
Roll.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's meat roll. Okay.
Did you just say that he was cast in the movie 300? Is that what you said?
Orange again.
Wait, no, that can't be. Refresher.
No,
page.
I swear. No, I what? Did. I refreshed it. It's like
well, this
orange.
Is we finally all get right, a Troilus. You... We finally right. get a Troilus and Cressida question,
wow.
And it's another multiple choice.
Thank God, said nobody ever.
What does Pandarus bequeath to the audience at the end of Troilus and Cressida? A. His wealth, B,
his
story, A, his wealth, B, his story, C, his diseases.
Oh, his diseases.
His diseases.
That is correct.
Yes.
His diseases. I can't wait to do this play. Yeah, I told you my theory about this play, right?
Remind us?
Well, it's that the acting company was like bitching about not getting enough lines except for Burbage. So like all of these players who have done like middle of the road roles needed a big role. So he basically just wrote the fuck out of things like Ulysses and Nestor and Agamemnon. So all these like middle range actors are like, here's your role, here's your role, here's your role. Oh, I can't be in this one. I'll be up in Stratford this weekend. Yeah.
They talk so much.
It's so much. Oh my God. It's like 28,000 words. Yes. And it's like,
and Burbage, you'll be Margaryl on the Bastards.
But it's in the camps. It's between those generals. They're ridiculous.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Shut up. Then the romantic couple are a hero and a prostitute, are like an idiot and a prostitute.
I know.
So it's like, right?
It's like, you know? What are you thinking? Troilus, slap.
It's like Pandarus, Thersites, and a bunch of people you want dead in little skirts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In little skirts. I kind of like Cassandra too. Yeah.
All right. So who's next?
Sorry, guys. I'm having technical problems.
I think it's me still. And I'm orange again. I'm orange again.
What?
No.
Yeah. That's what we said before.
This is all right.
That's what led to this pause.
Which servant from one of Shakespeare's early comedies has a dog called Crab?
Lance.
Correct. Roll. If you get orange again, you have to do something else.
Yeah, if it's orange again, I'm...
Just laugh.
Pink.
Pink. Which you have. What is the name of Antony's wife who dies in the first act of Antony and Cleopatra?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, come on.
That hurts.
Agrippa.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not. I can't remember. I was gonna say
Fulvia.
Fuck me. Okay, no, I knew that, but I'm sorry. I'm.
It's not hard, but it's not. I mean, Alvin,
it's something you and I know because we've played Antony.
Anyway, yeah, you're right.
And recently, I rolled.
All right,
biggest bitch I've ever seen, and she died in my arms. That's my mom.
So, Alvin.
Yeah. Brown. Purple.
Purple.
Okay, purple. So, this is comedies. In which play would you find the phrase whirligig of time?
Do it again.
In which play would you find the phrase, quote, whirligig of time?
Whirligig of time? I have no idea. Midsummer?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I guess.
Can I guess?
Sure, go ahead, guess.
Twelfth Night.
That is correct. And thus the whirligig of time brings in his revenges.
Nice. I couldn't even think of Twelfth Night. And I knew that was an end.
Where'd Michael go?
Miguel?
He's right there. Yellow.
Yellow. All right. You don't have this one. Yellow. This is biography. Which play, first published in 1609, was not included in the first folio, but was printed in the third folio in 1664?
Two Noble Kinsmen?
Is that your final answer?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's my final answer.
Anyone else want to take it?
Michael? Othello?
Nope.
Oh, wait,
it's a big one. Yeah,
Here's my clue to you all.
Here's my clue.
It sucks.
Troilus and Cressida.
No, Pericles.
Pericles.
Oh, Pericles.
I fucking said Pericles.
Yeah, you did.
He did, yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, you were
correct.
Yes,
he did.
More than once.
Now we're back to Michael and we have to choose a category.
So let's stay with biography. No, biography is what got him out.
Biography.
And it's my turn to read.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll go with what Alvin says.
All right. Which monarch was the subject of the play performed on the 3rd of March 1592 that earned Philip Henslowe £3, 16 shillings and 8 ducats or something?
Oh, wow.
Henry VIII. All right.
Is it multiple choice?
And then it's multiple choice.
Oh, of course.
Which monarch was the subject of the play performed on the 3rd of March, 1592, that earned Philip Henslowe £3.16? A. Henry VIII, B. Henry VI, or C. Henry V?
Yes. Not to be confused with 1591.
Or Henry VIII?
No, Henry VI.
I would have guessed Henry VIII.
Yes. I was thinking Henry VI.
So go all the way around again?
Pink.
Yeah.
Fuck. In Antony and Cleopatra, what is the name of the sea battle that Antony loses?
Oh, what is the Battle of Actium?
That is correct.
Nice.
Green.
It's devastating.
Before playing the role of Hamlet for the RSC in 1992, Kenneth Branagh had already appeared in the play in 1984, playing which role?
I saw him. In that production, he was Laertes.
That's right.
With Roger Rees.
That's right.
That's the first time I was going to school in London at the time, and I saw Branagh play that season. That was the season that Anthony Scher famously played the spider Richard III.
That Richard III, yes.
And you could not get a ticket for that, like, no matter what. But the other two in rep were the Hamlet that Roger Rees did with, you know, 20 fucking 3-year-old Kenneth Branagh as Laertes, and also Kenneth Branagh as Henry V, which I also saw. So fuck him. That's how I felt, since I was 22 at the time. And I was like, you know what? You can lick my balls.
And he's still good.
About to say, the office still open.
Roll, Owen.
It's an orange.
It is.
Orange, fuck. Which character brings Macduff news of his wife and children's deaths?
Who is Ross?
Correct. Roll. Roll, bitch, roll.
Pink. I can't get yellow.
In the South, Ross always has dreadlocks.
Where is Cleopatra hiding when she sends a message to Antony falsely proclaiming her death?
Oh, shit.
I know that one.
Oh, fuck.
Airbnb.
Let me check if I'm... Yes, no, I know that one. I want to make sure I'm right. Like, don't be bitch and then...
Yeah,
wrong.
I don't know.
Charmian.
You aren't listening.
Please don't squeeze the Charmian.
What is... I don't know. I should know, but I don't, so I will just stupidly guess. What is the Great Pyramid?
Well, that's kind of close. It's her monument.
Yeah.
She talks about it. She's hiding... I will hide in my monument.
My monument.
And said to know that I am dead.
Yeah. All right.
Her monument. So, she's a bad bitch.
I have not been going a pissing wild, but I missed all of Owen. What did he get?
I didn't get anything. I got several, but I didn't get anything new. So it's up to me now.
Yep. All right, good. Oh, timing is everything. All right. I'm ready. Bring it. Roll it. Oh, I have to.
Yeah, you have to tell me what.
I thought you were just going to ask me a question.
No,
just ask me something. Wait, green.
Anything.
Green. Legacy. Which of the sonnets is most frequently read at weddings?
At weddings, is this a multiple choice?
It's not a multiple choice.
Right?
God, there's so many I could say, but I would guess that it's not My Mistress Eye Is Nothing Like the Sun. I'm going to guess the only one that I can think of that people would know enough to bring to weddings is Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day?
What number?
Fuck me if it's a numbers. I don't know. The number, please.
The number, please.
They need numbers.
Like as the waves make toward the pebbled shore, so the long minutes hasten.
They actually want the number, but
I want to guess. I want to guess.
Me too.
I want to guess.
Lisa Ann, your guess is?
116, let me not to the marriage of true minds. True minds
and men, oh, men right, okay.
Is that your guess also, Michael?
Yes. I'm guessing I'm wrong.
Well, you are, but Michael and Lisa Ann are correct, and I admit that I actually read that sonnet rather unoriginally at my sister's second wedding. But to Patrick's point, at her first wedding, some friend of hers did read Shall I Compare
Them? Yes.
And nobody did My Mistress Eye Is Nothing Like
No, and nobody did, The Expensive Spirit and A Waste of Shame, which is what I would read today at somebody's wedding.
Alvin. Well, you may, who knows? You may get a chance someday. Alan.
It's true, I've been a libertine.
Is it me? Yes, I will roll. I will roll a brown.
All right, I'm getting fucking hammered here.
Purple.
We gotta hurry.
Purple. Longest episode ever.
Purple. Yes. What does the disguised Portia demand from Bassanio in exchange for saving Antonio's life in court? From Bassanio. What is Portia... The disguised Portia demand from Bassanio in exchange for saving Antonio's life in court.
Like passage or something like that.
Hints. No hints.
Yeah. To be able, she asked for it's like to be able to like have passage to some. Like, I don't know.
Sorry,
can
I hear that? I hear that question one more time? I know I'm not to my question.
What?
Yeah.
Does the disguised Portia demand from Bassanio in exchange for saving Antonio's life in court?
Her secret.
No. Anyone? Identity. Owen.
Man molasses?
That's right.
Man molasses.
And it's the only time that it appears in all of Shakespeare. No, that is wrong, Owen.
And for the next 40 years, ring.
You had me.
That's right, like... Patrick. That's right, Patrick. It is a ring.
And yes, you want to know where it goes?
Ring. That's pretty much my answer.
It's in Man molasses. Ring,
Jesus Christ. I was about to fucking Google that. It's like, what? Man molasses?
Man molasses.
All right,
it's the last time until the 1800s that we hear that. So, yeah.
There's a whole scene involving Man Molasses and Lancelot Gobbo.
I thought it was a ring, and then I was like, Man Molasses? Let me check that out.
And actually, until MacReady MacReady's
purple,
Owen.
Purple.
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my
did you
Lord.
Get, oh, did you get that?
No, he did not.
Oh, it's Owen now. Okay.
No, it's Lisa Ann. Comedies. Purple. In which play does a prologue known as Gower appear to introduce the story?
Ugh.
All's Well That Ends Well? No. Love's Labor's Lost.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
This is very strange that this question would appear under comedies, but the answer is
Michael,
please.
Oh, right.
Pericles?
That is not a comment.
Pericles, please.
Okay.
Pericles?
Michael, roll.
Oh, no.
Michael, you have to fucking... No, you don't have to.
Come on, Michael.
I'll give you a question.
Win the goddamn game so I can
get his head. Michael.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For the win. Michael Daly for the second win.
I give him
no,
comedy.
Owen won the first one.
I say comedies.
Michael. No, we're giving him... biography.
You're gonna give me a shitty one about who put the postage stamp on
Michael,
Shakespeare's last letter.
Michael,
how much did Queen Elizabeth fucking weigh?
Michael, true or false? Married men could not take up an apprenticeship or attend university during Shakespeare's lifetime. True or false?
50-50.
Repeat
married
that, please.
Married men could not take up an apprenticeship or attend university during Shakespeare's lifetime.
True.
And he has won the second game.
Yeah. I mean, everybody saw the movie.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah. That's a guess.
Gwyneth Paltrow did an awesome job.
All right, thank you, you guys,
you
for hanging out.
I'm joking.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh, my God, we are never going to close this show. Thank you so much to our listeners.
You have a lot of editing to do, my dear.
Oh, by the way, hello, serious point here. You know what we didn't say at the beginning of this is that we're all fucking hammered. I think they figured it out.
Oh, I did think we, they
did we not say that?
No, well, no, you we... didn't. No, you didn't mention it. At the
well,
beginning.
God, because Owen and I haven't done the intro yet.
Oh, okay.
When I
all right.
when I couldn't
when
think
you
of
intro does,
Claudius.
Yes.
You guys, we're hammered. Okay, but so thank you to all of our listeners. Please visit our website at www.thebardcastyoudick.com. If you
and
feel like
Jack.
That's right. If you feel like throwing us some money, you can click on our PayPal for a one-time donation or become a patron at patreon.com.
Or
what
if
else,
you're
Owen?
Drunk if you're drunk enough to really want to part with your money, please visit our sponsors. We have links to or not our sponsors, rather our charities. See, I
our charities, our charities.
And if you would like us to do
we have links to
play,
Broadway Cares and the Actors Fund.
Okay, so you guys, at the end of all of our episodes, as you know, I say, and remember, and then everybody says, it's Shakespeare, you dick, together. So we're going to try that. Are you ready? On the count of three. One.
Here we go.
Two, three. And remember.
It's,
no, you have to wait.
So why do you need to do a one, two, three if
not
you're doing
again.
This?
Because we're wasted and I'm trying to get us ready.
The Monty
Python.
Just do it.
Okay,
it's
okay,
like
okay.
One, two,
Everest.
Three, four, five,
okay,
six.
Okay. Ready. Oh, shh.
A giant.
Okay,
sick. Quit. No. Sorry. No holes. No calls.
And remember,
it's
Shakespeare,
you
dick. Wow, that was good.
Actually,
was
it's fucking
closer
better than
half
the time
we usually
Owen
do
I.
it. Yeah.
It was nice and long.
Should we try it again?
You want to do
you
it,
you
one, more
do
time.
One more time? We'll do it one more time.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
All right, here we go.
A little rounder this time.
And remember,
it's
Shakespeare,
you
dick.
That was wow. worse.
Maybe we need the one, two, three.
The preceding podcast was a production of Country Matters, LLC, copyright 2021, all rights reserved.